This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do good. Yeah. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And the fact that you're hanging in there when we have little issues and what have you, they keep telling me you're not supposed to talk about that. You know, I talked to some of the other producers. Yeah, you don't talk about that on the air. Well, yeah, actually, I did. I do, and I did. And I don't have a problem doing it. But 855-REAL-JOE, if you want to converse, 855-732-5563. I just want to hit the ground running. Because I love watching the Dems hang themselves. And I also love getting on my friends, my Christian friends, my quote unquote religious friends. Because you guys don't get it. They don't like you. Hardcore, you know, left leaning loons don't like you. And they're especially afraid, you know, back there was one time in this country, if you were Catholic, you couldn't be president. And JFK, they were petrified of. They were worried that he wasn't gonna be able to get elected. And the reason for that was because they felt like he would have to answer to the Pope and to the people, and that his faith was going to be more important. So Todd Starnes hit on this. I think it's a great piece. It's the Senate Democrats attack a judicial nominee, and not just the nominee, but attack her Catholic faith. Why would you do that? Why, you know, this attack on Christianity, this attack on people who have anything to do with a belief system in God or Jesus has increased over the last 8 years. Yeah, I know, some of you don't want to hear it, but it's true. And it doesn't matter what we do as Christians, it doesn't matter. We're the bad guys. Now, you know, I want you to think about the religion that has created all the aggravation, the religion that's actually shown a high propensity to violence. And my argument has always been the same with the Islamic faith. Where are the Muslims, the quote-unquote moderate Muslims, coming out? Now, I don't believe they're all violent, don't get me wrong. But where's the outcry from the moderates? I don't know where they are. I wish they would show up, and show up in big numbers, too. It seems that recently senators grilled federal judicial nominee Amy Barrett, demanding to know how her faith would influence her decision from the bench. Barrett is a professor at Notre Dame Law School and a devout Catholic. You know what? So is Scalia. That's what scares them. But Scalia didn't take his religion to the bench. So is that what's going to happen now? Now we're going to actually have a religious litmus test. You see what's going to happen if you start this now? And the loon from California, Senator Feinstein. Yes, the Democrat loon. I'm sorry. You know what infuriates me about this is you Catholics that are Democrats that keep voting for these people. You voted for Hillary Clinton, who came out and said, it's on video, it's on audio. She came out and she said that your dogma was wrong, that basically you're going to have to change your scripture, change your way of thinking, or she was going to change it legally. If that didn't send a chill up your spine, then maybe you aren't a believer. Maybe you're just a churchgoer. And then when Cain came out and said, you're either going to change your scripture or we'll change it for you. Again, I say, think about that. That should send a chill up your spine, too. Think about this. They're going to change your religion. They're going to change your scripture. They're above God. They're going to change the words that God gave you because it doesn't fit their narrative for 2017. It doesn't fit what they believe is right for people. So man is now trying to be smarter than God. And if they don't believe in God, then they're being disingenuous. Right? Because doesn't Mrs. Clinton now want to become a pastor, a preacher, a reverend? A reverend of what? The First Church of Clinton? Seriously, the First Church of It's All Mine? Feinstein went on to say, when you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you, and that is a concern when you come to the big issues that large numbers of people have fought for, and for years. Yeah, she's talking about abortion. I wish they would have the guts just to say it. Just come out and say it. But they don't. They want to be sneaky about it. Seriously. It was an are you now or have you ever been a Catholic moment. It was completely disgraceful. And there's been plenty of us. Todd's done it. I've done it. Plenty of us have warned you where this was going. Senator Dick Durbin, another Democrat out of Illinois, says interrogated Barrett over her use of the term Orthodox Catholics. It was an article that she wrote. He was referencing her article that she wrote on capital punishment. Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic, Durbin said. Since when are religious questions allowed? And why wasn't there an outcry, a bigger outcry than there was? If you're asking whether I take my faith seriously and I'm a faithful Catholic, I am, she said. As did Scalia say many times. Although I would stress that my personal church affiliation or my religion belief would not bear on the discharge of my duties as judge. Durbin, who is a Catholic, told Daily Caller News Foundation that his question regarding Barrett's religious beliefs were justified. Really? Why? Because there's different levels of Catholics, like there's different levels of Christians. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Listen, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But one of the things I want to tell you about is, I don't know if you guys have been reading this, and even lately Google was just caught doing this, where they give liberal sites, liberal commentators, an easier time, if you would, okay? And a lot of us conservative commentators, we've been hit financially pretty hard. And that doesn't mean I'm giving up. I'm not going away next Tuesday, so I'm not. This is not like, oh my God, Tuesday we're done. This is not what I mean by this. But a lot of you guys that listen to the show on a regular basis, either you're listening to it because you think I'm a buffoon and you're enjoying the entertainment, or you actually believe in what we have to say and what we're putting out here. And any bit of help you can give us always works out great. And that comes in several different ways. One is head up to the website, therealside.com. And there's a a badge up there, whatever you want to call it, an icon, big, pretty big icon. It's called Patreon. And if you go on to Patreon, what you can do is you can become part of the team, the member, the inside group, if you would. And I'll be posting stories there that are more inside stories, things going on with me personally, maybe going on in the show and that kind of stuff that we don't put up on the regular sites. And it'll be member-only information. And I'm talking, give up one coffee a month. For me, it'd be three coffees because I don't go to Starbucks. Whether it's $5, $10, $20, and here's the deal. If you pledge $1,000 a month, I will bring the monthly gift to your home as long as it's in the continental United States. How's that? Although for $2,000, I won't deliver because you don't want me near your house. You really don't. Bring the value of the community down. So, and the books that I get from some of the, what I'm going to start doing is the books that I get, you can't see them from where you're at, from, you know, people that want me to bring them on, and they have come on and done interviews on the show. Those books, I will be giving those away randomly. I'm going to pick once a month, I'm going to start picking from the list of people. Maybe you'll pick a number, then count down to that number, you'll get the book. Some of you aren't readers, I realize that, because I'm not a big reader when it comes to the paper books. Although I'm getting there, because I'm starting, as I get older, I'm starting to prefer the paper more than I do the electronic. But anyway, not a plea, not a beg, just information, people. That's all it is information. Hopefully some of those of you hang on who watch me a lot. I think we got the video taken. I hate when they do updates and updates that you can only check when it's live. That's also scary as well. All right, back to the commentary. Thank you for allowing me that minute or two. And I appreciate you guys very much sort of watching and listening on a regular basis. You know, for my Catholic friends, and I grew up in a Catholic church, and I don't want to hear about, you guys, every once in a while, you stop doing it now pretty much, but, you know, you used to send me emails when I was talking about this. I loved my Catholic upbringing. All right? I went to a Catholic church as a kid. I was an altar boy. I think my grandmother was very upset that I didn't become a priest. All right? And I never had any of the issues that they were talking about today. And the fact that you think that all Catholic priests are like that, some, not all. Some of you think all Catholic priests are like that because of what went down and how many there were. No, it's not true. At least, let me put it to you this way. It wasn't my experience. How's that? Okay? So, again, discipline, understanding, total faith in God. Not the only way to do it, but I'll tell you what. My Catholic friends, when I grew up, again, growing up in Catholicism, it was a total understanding faith and a faith in God, period. There was no other way. And if we would all, if our Christian friends, if we would all come together like that, in believing that God was the only way, there's so much stuff we could do away with. There was so many things that we wouldn't be having trouble with. You know, I talk about abortion on a regular basis on this show, which my publicist says that it's what gives me a leg up. Most old white guys won't talk about abortion. I don't know why. I really don't get why. They'll shove it in your face in a heartbeat. But I believe abortion, you don't outlaw it. That's not going to make it go away. How many things are outlawed? I mean, we've outlawed killing people, but yeah, see how that worked out, right? I believe that abortion is an issue of the heart. It's a valueless issue. We have not taught our young kids, our young daughters, our young men. That's the other problem we have to deal with. Our men that aren't men anymore. Our young men that don't know how to, you know, be men, to take care of themselves, to step up, to do the right thing. But abortion would all but, I mean, seriously, I believe this. Maybe I'm a lunatic. But abortion would go away if we taught our young people their value, what they mean to us, what they mean to God. You know, you sticking your finger, for my Christian friends, you sticking your finger in the face of your child and saying, because God won't like it, it doesn't do jack. Because for the most part, they are 8 to 10 hours a day with godless people who could care less about God and actually mock them for believing in God. You know, Sam Sorbo says it. She's got a great line. You love your kids, you want them to know about God, but you send them to Caesar all day. Let that sink in. So you want to teach your kids about God, you want them to understand and love God, then you've got to do it, because nobody else is going to do it for you. And, you know, you think about where our founding fathers were, think about what went on in the first Congress, about them having 3 days of fasting and prayer. Hello? Think about why Congress opened with prayer first. It wasn't just a tradition. They opened with prayer because they really believed they were being guided by the Almighty to get things done and done right. And nowadays we mock that. We're afraid to do it. Seriously. You know, I won't go down that road. I'm going to stay with this one because we got to finish this. So anyhow, you've got senators now. And Catholic, one of us a Catholic senator, mocking Catholic senator, Catholic candidates for judge. Who better to be a judge than one who understands how that works? And Dick Durbin, again, claims to be a Catholic, but was concerned about a potential judge's Catholic faith. Really? Durbin says, I preface my remarks by saying that going into a person's religion is not the right thing to do in every circumstance. It's like saying, I know I shouldn't do this. It's not the right thing to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. He said, but she's been outspoken as a law school professor at Notre Dame. Notre Dame. Anybody know what Notre Dame College is? Isn't that it's a Catholic college. So why would she espouse Catholicism at a Catholic college? It makes no sense to me. Oh, he goes on to say, as a law school professor at Notre Dame, she's taken on some tough challenge on how a person with strong religious beliefs becomes a judge and should look at American law. I wonder if he's ever spoken out about Sharia law in this country. I'd be curious to hear what both Durbin and Feinstein feel about Sharia law. Now, Senator Al Frankenstein came out and said, you hear the music, you know what that means. He's accused Barrett of being unfit for the bench because of her ties to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Wow. That's pretty scary. Because we don't want to defend freedom now, do we? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. That's some of my favorite music. I always appreciate you guys. You know, I used to have one listener. She doesn't listen anymore. I know she doesn't. Because I got her mad. Really mad. But she'd say, why do you play all that old music? Play new stuff. I can't even understand the new stuff. Why would I play something I can't even understand? And, no, she was very upset that we never got behind Cruz. And I couldn't do it. And it wasn't that I disliked the guy or hated it. It wasn't anything in particular other than knowing some people on the inside and just being uncomfortable with it. But it doesn't mean I think he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean I think anything. I couldn't get there. But I wasn't pushing Trump either. Scott Walker was my guy. Very, very, very upset when he got out so quick. So anyhow, no. For clarity, I didn't. But she went running. So she, I guess she wasn't really. So not like some other people have been with us for a long time. You know, people that were listening. I don't know if some of you know this. We used to be on 9 to midnight on the West Coast, which was midnight to 3 on the East. And you try to go to bed at midnight when you've just done 3 hours of, you know, 110 miles an hour on every... And I had a lot of stuff then. Obama was giving me all kinds of stuff. So anyhow, and I do appreciate you guys. Yeah, you guys have been around for a long time. I guess we call OLs, right? You know how they call the OG, the old guard, right? OLs, old listeners. Although they're not old, they're just seasoned. SLs. Yeah. There you go. All right. Anyway. Al Franken, one of my favorites. God bless him. Al needs help. Lots of help. But Al, he accused Barrett. We're talking about a nominee for federal judge that was in front of the Senate. And because she has strong Catholic beliefs, and because she taught at Notre Dame and spoke out about her Catholic beliefs, apparently she's not good for the bench. Because God forbid we want anybody with any kind of solid moral values to be a judge. That's just not workable. See, what these people have forgotten, what the Dems have forgotten big time, it's not how you feel. Look, I'm a member of a school board. And there's a lot of things I can't stand that we have to do. Now, some of you won't agree with that. But hopefully you're not the same people screaming about the Constitution and following the law, telling me that I don't have to follow the law. Because it doesn't work that way. We either follow the law or we don't. Make up your mind. But school boards, for the most part, about 85% rubber stamp. I love people who fight to get on because, you know, they're going to change the world. I was the same way. And then you get on there and you find out you can't do that. Can't do this. Can't do that. You're one out of five. It's all different. It's totally different. But there are things up there that just drive me nuts. But I can't vote differently on it. I can't change it. A, I can't change it as one person. And B, if I really believe what I say I believe, and I really act out my Christianity, this is where they miss it. See, I am supposed to adhere to the local laws as a Christian unless they go against God's law. So even when I'm up there and there's things that I want to do a different way, because Joe feels it would be better for the community, I follow the law. I'm supposed to do. Now, if there's things I have play with, then I need your help. And this is where you guys forget and you don't do it. And I don't want to attack you, but I'm going to get on your cases. Some of you are great Facebook warriors, but you can't get out from behind the computer. You got something going on in your city? You got something going on with the education board? Whatever the elected body is that you want to have an effect on, you can't do it from Facebook. Get off your butt and go down there and challenge them at the board meeting. Remind them who they work for. Remind them what the law is. Now, it's not so much they need a reminder. Here's the deal. When I'm doing something and I'm asked to take on something or something's coming in front of the board, an issue, I don't care what it is, and I've got 70 liberal parents in there breathing down my throat to make something happen, we're a representative government. If I've got no conservative parents in there, I've got no parents speaking up for the other side, I'm sorry, the representation is of the 70 parents. It's not necessarily the number of parents, it's a matter of that it looks like a good part of the community has come out in favor of something. But then I can debate and talk about it when I have a bunch of conservative parents that are on the other side of the issue. All of a sudden, you open up the door for me to say something. Matter of fact, if you come in, if it's 150 of you, I can say, based on the representation in the room, which should be a representation of community, this is the way we should vote on this. So you guys throw us to the wolves all the time. You vote us in because we're good conservatives. You vote us in because you like the way we think. And then we get in and we never see you again. You know, it's like the one-night date. Seriously. We need your help all the time. And some of you that help people get on school boards and water boards and what have you, you need to go to them and say, hey, look, if you need my help, here's my number, here's my email address. Email me, and I do. I have a small group of people say the same thing. You get stuck, you see something coming that you need help and support on, here's our email address. Here's our number. Pull us in. Senator Al Frankenstein said that he accused Barrett of being unfit for the bench because of her ties to the Alliance Defending Freedom, an organization he called a hate group. These guys, when you see these things, when you read these things, when you see these people coming out like this, it should send up, the hairs on the back of your neck should go up. It should send up, it should be the 4th of July around your head again. They are 180 degrees from what we believe, which is why you can't just send anybody to your state legislators. Barrett had once delivered a speech at the renowned law firm that specializes in defending religious liberty cases. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a far-left smear machine, labels the Alliance Defending Freedom a hate group. You know, if you look at all the groups that they label as hate groups and the groups that they hate, they label as acceptable. If they were any further left, they'd fall off the planet. Seriously. As a member of Congress, Senator Franken needs to fact-check before parroting discredited attacks by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a once-proud civil rights organization that is now a left-wing smear machine. They've been known to incite violence. The ADF president, Michael Ferris, said in a statement, Alliance Defending Freedom is the largest religious liberty legal advocacy organization in the world and advocates for the freedom of all people, including Senator Franken's constituents, to peacefully live, speak, and work consistently with their convictions without fear of government punishment. That's what they've done now. You know what's really funny? Go back and think about when Christians had more influence. I'm not talking about the 1700s. I'm talking about now in the 1900s, in the 50s, when the majority of the parents went to church or synagogue or that kind of thing. Majority of families. We didn't ridicule people who didn't believe. We didn't beat up on people that didn't have the same belief systems as we did. As a Christian, I don't pound you. I've got atheist friends. I've got agnostic friends. I've got Buddhist friends. It doesn't make me any better or worse. I'm saying that for a specific reason. I don't only hang around with Christians because it's useless. And you Christians out there who only hang around with Christians, good luck to you. How do you let your light shine? How do you show other people the love of God or the love of Christ when all you do is hang around with Christians? You know, people love it when you have something in common and you're talking to somebody about their belief system, especially when you don't know. Are you so afraid they're going to convert you? I ask people about what they believe and why they believe. Matter of fact, one of these days when I get enough energy, I'm going to bring back Faith Fridays. Yes, I know producer Tammy would love that. We had them all on, right? We had spiritualists and Buddhists. The only ones I couldn't get to come on for some odd reason were Satanists. I could never get them to return my phone calls. I don't know what they were afraid of. I never tore up anybody. I never made fun of anybody, especially when they were in the studio, maybe later on. But I never made fun of them when they were on the show. Right? Because everybody's got a right to believe what they want to believe. Even if you're a Christian, you believe that people have a right to believe what they want to believe. See, our job is not to beat our religion into you. Our job is to have you come to us based on what you see in our lives, what you like in our lives, what it is about us that makes us different. And then we tell you why we're different, and hopefully you'll want part of that. But we don't beat it into you. I know some of you old enough to remember Rosie Greer. I went to a church when Rosie Greer went to the same church. And he told a story once that when he first got born again, when he first came to know Jesus Christ, he used to beat Jesus into people, which I think is hilarious. He would actually, he would actually, you know, pound on some of the players that he worked with. And he said, he realizes now that was wrong and it wasn't right and all that other stuff. But he was so excited. He just couldn't understand why anybody wouldn't want to believe in Christ. He couldn't understand why anybody wouldn't want this peace and knowledge that he had. That's the kind of fervor we should have today as conservatives for everything, for the freedom of others. You know what I'm saying? I will get through the story the next segment. I don't know, I get excited about this other stuff and I'm gone, right? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in the next segment.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Talking about music, we're back. I'm Joe, senior host. Come on, who is the band? I just asked Tammy. She was like, huh? What? What are you talking about? She's a baby. Seriously. Steely Dan, love them. Some of you who are not listening during the breaks. Right, Steely Dan, love them. I already said that. Who's the other one? That wasn't Bob Seger. No, that wasn't Bob Seger. Oh, get back to your 80s and 90s music, lady. Right? That big hair music. Right? Iron Butterfly. All right, Larry. We're getting closer, man. Glad you got rid of the other stuff. always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Deep Purple. Man, we're on it. You guys are on it. Anyway, Jesus Christ Superstar. You know my claim to fame with Jesus Christ Superstar is I filled in for a drummer for that back when it was a big deal when I was in high school. And I learned, when that comes on now, I think I can still pretty much know every word to every song in that. Really scary. That's really, really, really scary. Anyhow, 855-ROACH-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Yes, Carla, Steely Dan is awesome. Love them. I was like, that's it, Dire Straits. You're right. Did you just figure that out? Did you look it up? Did you cheat?
I had to look it up.
Oh, you looked it up? Okay. Dire Straits, yeah. Love their music, too, for the day. Them and Men at Work. And yeah, it was mellow sometimes, but I also loved real rock and roll. Not foo-foo rock and roll, but real rock and roll. Anyway, we get back on task here. I'm easily dragged all around the place, as you can tell. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855-SHOW, 855-733. Hey, if you guys ever want to send me an email, just send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Look, I don't have a staff of 100, really, I don't. I read everything myself, so you got to give me a day or two to get to it. Sometimes I get inundated. You get 200 or 300 emails in a day, and I'm just going through them like crazy. If you got something for me you want me to really look at, and I know you're a listener if you do this, start off the subject line with a capital TRS, okay? Because if you do that, then I know that you're a listener and you're trying to get a message to me, and I'll read it. Because I got people trying to sell me stuff, have me use products and show their products. It's just, no. No, I only care about you guys. I know I have to make money, but I really care what you guys have to say. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about the hate towards Catholics, Christians. And, you know, you've got a Senate committee that's questioning someone to see if they're fit to be a judge. Instead of asking them law questions, they're concerned that she's a Catholic, and that's a problem. Now, Frankenstein has decided that the Alliance Defending Freedom group is a hate group. And it just shows you, you know, you people who think it'll all work out and it's okay and you know, the law's the law, it's not. See, they don't want to make laws. They want these judges to make laws. They want these judges to come down on their side. And him discrediting these people, he needs to do his homework. But they don't care. Ultimately, they really don't care. They want what they want, and they don't care. Last June, Senator Bernie Sanders viciously attacked the religious faith of Russell Vought, the president's nominee to be deputy director of the White House. Now, Senator Sanders deemed Vought unsuitable for office because the nominee believed that salvation is found alone through Jesus Christ. He said that someone with that kind of religious belief system is really not someone who is in this country, who this country is supposed to be about. Really? Really. So our founding fathers should have never come here. The majority of our founding fathers were Christians. Now, some of you can say, no, they were deists and this, and go do your homework. And don't do your homework from the Huffington Post. You know, I tell people all the time, you got to study stuff. You can't just read things. And you find out when you read the letters of our founding fathers, not what happened in Congress and not what happened during war, what have you. Read their letters to each other. Read the comments they made. Our first Supreme Court justice used to give the people he was about ready that he had sentenced to death, that he was about ready to carry out the sentence, he gave them the option to accept Christ. So Mr. Sanders needs to get his medication right. And he's not a man that should talk because, first of all, he's Jewish, okay? And his own beloved team was going to use him being Jewish against him. That's right. The DNC was going to use that against him in the South. All right? I mean, there's something wrong with those people. And you talk about religious bias, religious persecution, that kind of stuff. Sanders, Senator Frankenstein, Senator Feinstein. Tell me they're not showing signs of hate towards Christians. Salvation, because somebody believes that salvation is found alone through Jesus Christ. That makes them unsuitable. I told you, they don't like absolutes. Absolutes make them crazy. If you would go buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, my very first, and matter of fact, I think on Amazon, if you go to the Kindle copy, they let you have, oh no, I guess it's the book copy too, they let you flip through the first few chapters, however they do it, or first few pages. The first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. And I love to talk about that all the time because I lay out in there, They hate, the left hates when you have, to a degree, I guess, an immovable thought on something, a belief on something. You could never convince me that God doesn't exist and that he doesn't love me. Never. That makes them nuts. I think it's hilarious. Actually, sometimes I have to admit, I do it to poke them. Like these boneheads that are all so upset. You know, they're all talking about how, you know, if there's a God, why would he do this to the people in Florida and Texas? You go, wait a minute. You can't even spell God. You've never been able to find him before, and the only time you bring up his name is when something's wrong. Okay. Yeah, sure, that works out well. The Vermont Senate's comments brought strong condemnation from Christians across the nation, including Family Research Council President Tony Perkins. But see, I believe this really shows you, and I wish some of you would be honest with yourself, I think this really shows you what they believe about you, how they feel about you, how they see you as a believer in Christ or a true believer in God, not a God, not this mythical God that that they have, you know, some forgive me if I'm insulting you, I'm not trying to. But you've got 3, 4, 5 gods in your religion, not the Greek gods you read about. No. They believe in the God. I believe in the God that created the universe, the heavens, the earth. That's the God I believe in. Now, so I am glad that he took all kinds of heat. Tony Perkins said, you know, Senator Sanders is taking the Obama-era's religious hostility and putting it on steroids. Tony Perkins. See, because we didn't fight back, because we don't cut off hands' heads and burn people alive and drown them in cages and all that other stuff. Because we don't do that, they feel like it's an open book. I'm not telling you to go do that, by the way. If anybody's taking this the wrong way, don't be stupid. But they think that's an open license to come at us because we're not going to hurt them. Right? It's seriously irritating. I think I can get this in. I think it's 25 seconds for her. Can you listen? Can you guys listen to her for 25 seconds, you think? Diane Feinstein, that's the her I'm talking about. To come at us because we're not going to hurt them. Who is that? That's me, but why is that me? Let me see. Okay. I got too many windows open. That's the problem. I don't know what's what. Where'd she go? She was just here. There she is. Okay. No, that's not her either. Jeez.
They read your speeches. The conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you.
When you read your speeches, one can only conclude that you're a real Catholic and you believe in God. Oh, that's so terrible.
And that's of concern. When you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
See, what she means to say by that is, I've read your papers, and you're very outspoken about your belief. And the fact that you don't believe in abortion, which many people have fought for based on the lies that they told to get it through to begin with, that you may come against that bothers me, because you have a belief system in a loving and caring God. That makes me crazy. That's what she should have said. At least she would have been true and honest about it, right? That's the other thing. Another chapter in my book. Why do they have to lie to win? Right? It's amazing to me that they have to twist and contort the truth because they figure it's the only way they can sell it to you. Man, I'll tell you what. If the bread's good, if the food's good, you don't have to sell it to me. I'll keep coming back. And it's a good thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, putting up with failing technology and all that fun stuff. And I do, you know, some of you have been with me for a long time, and I do appreciate it. We're coming up, I think we're coming around on 9 years. Yeah, 9 years. I think we started in 09. Started with an hour one day a week, and then 2 hours one day a week, 3 hours one day a week, 5 days a week, and God only knows what from there. We've been through some bumps, and a lot of you guys have hung in there with us. We had a whole network go away on us. We had a scramble to go somewhere else. But always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I appreciate the nice emails you send. Again, got something to say, want to help out, send me an email. I make it easy. You can't spell Joe. Maybe this isn't the show you should be listening to. Joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And be safe over the weekend. I want you back with me on Monday for real.